you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine according to his power that is work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, October 15th, 2021. Oh, Jason, it's good to have you on the phone lines. Boy, you and Tim did a great job last Friday.
I know, it was the inauguration of Tim and Friends. Might have been a takeover, but obviously it
didn't work. The coup attempt has been thwarted. I'm back ruling with the iron scepter.
I told him, I said, this is your chance. Go for the throne.
Yeah. Oh, there's been so much activity and things that have been pulling me different directions, but Tim and Marianne did a great job on Wednesday. In fact, Marianne, it was her first visit out to the Springfield studios, so she got to see the whole operation there and met some listeners and had some recording time with Tim. And then Tim, let's see, had a special guest last Tuesday and soloed on Monday and played a variety of music. So appreciate all of Tim's extra efforts and obviously you and Tim and Marianne and Tim. And so I've been pulled in a host of different directions with so many different things going on, but we're in the process of moving into Marketplace Mall. So on Wednesday, I put some of the signs in the windows, but we still have a lot of painting to do and figuring out how to plug those holes. You know, you take those little things out of the wall, and then you have to spackle it over and then paint it all up and get the floors clean and some ceiling tiles done. We're looking for one of those scissor lifts, you know, so you can get high up into the air, or for the painting it helps, or to change ceiling panels, and we have a few light fixtures to fix. So that'll all hopefully happen in the next week or so, but we're making some progress. We're excited about it. I think I announced this 2 weeks ago, but we had a donor that's covering the cost of our first full year of lease with Marketplace Mall, so that was a sizable donation, and we appreciate that that's all covered. But we're still looking for $19,900 is what I estimate to get things moved over, the studio built, the painting all done, and some other items, incidental things that we need, and then moving everything from the two U-Haul storage units to Marketplace Mall. We had a great effort, 2 days of volunteers helping. I think I listed 12 or 14 different people, but it was pretty exhausting. And with the piano and refrigerator and the furniture and some of the other items, I would love to just hire a professional group to come out, load it up, bring it over, and then unload it. So we basically need $19,900 to cover the various costs affiliated with this move. It's a great, great upgrade. I can't tell you how many different things that I think God's going to be doing in the days ahead, but we're excited to be at Marketplace Mall. We're right between Lens Crafters and Old Navy, and we're working on estimates for a sign, Great News Media sign, that'll be lit at night. So it's really neat. Anyone that'll come to that side of the mall as you're going near Dick's Sporting Goods, you'll see our Great News Media sign lit up at night, and I just think God's going to give us that high-profile location where a lot of people will be driving by, and maybe we'll have Christmas carolers in December that'll be out there singing and some other things I hope to do with the mall. But they're very accommodating. Dennis and Cynthia and Sammy and Mark have been a great team to work with. We got keys the other day, and now we're just starting to clean up some things and move forward. But the first full year lease agreement has been paid for, so that was super. And now if we can just raise the $19,900. So if you'd want to help, please earmark a gift. Just put expansion or Marketplace Mall in the memo line so we can designate it directly towards, you know, this whole transition and upgrade and studio setup. We'd appreciate that. As you know, we're 100% listener supported. We don't have fundraisers or share-a-thons. And so if you could respond to this request and help us raise basically just under $20,000, it would really help with the whole ministry and the growth and the development and the unique things that I think God is calling us to do and be there at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. So very excited, and I can't wait to get the studio set up. But in a few weeks, I'm going to have the Ministry Leaders Network luncheon there, and our good friend Bill Ellison will be coming and sharing. And so I have kind of a deadline in a few weeks to have it accommodating enough so that people can come and enjoy and sit down and have lunch and hear a speaker. And it just seems like it's going to be everything that the doctor ordered and more with the location, with the vibrancy of the mall, and so many hundreds, if not thousands of more people that'll be walking by or stopping by. And I think you and Tasha called it some months back when you were by there. You said, "Mark, that's a very busy area of the mall. Other than like the food court area, there's more cars and traffic and people there." And it's been true. I've been there a number of days and have gone in there and prayed. In fact, if you start at our doorway and you walk all the way around the mall, all the way the backside, beyond Costco and all the way by the food court and all the different shops, it takes me exactly 20 minutes. And so it's my like 20-minute prayer walk, going around the whole building, praying for the tenants, for the shoppers, for the staff, and just seeking how God will allow us to claim that territory for His kingdom and His purposes. And so I just have a lot of ideas on ways that I hope we can, as I would say, press kingdom influence, power, and authority right there at Marketplace Mall and touch many people and hopefully eventually start up the English conversation classes, because there's a lot of internationals that live just north of the mall. There's a number of apartment buildings and places housing for internationals, and I just think with almost 106, I think, different businesses, almost over 2,000 different employees that work at the mall, to start up something maybe on a Testimony Tuesday or Worship Friday, where at noontime we can invite the mall people to come in, and for that matter, the local community. But a lot of different things that I think the Lord's putting on my heart, besides being able to do the interviews and have accessibility and have the pastor gatherings and other things going on. It'll be a very workable, usable space. But I just think God's going to do some great things. And the mall is wonderful, and they're working with us, and they know we're a Christian radio ministry. And I could say some great things about some of the mall staff. Hopefully I can have them on, and they can share some of their own testimony and why they're excited to have great news media there at Marketplace Mall. But we're making small headway, but if you have a vision for this project and would help us move it forward, we're needing to raise about $19,900. And so whether it's a gift of $50, $100, $5,000, we'll manage it well, put it to good use. And you can write to us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you want to call in a credit card gift, that would be a great way to make a donation. And Karen can take that information down. Just call us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. I'm turning this into a little fundraiser, but as you know, Jason, these 25 years, because of God's great gifting through people, we've never had fundraisers. We've never had, I don't think we've even had a banquet for about 10 or 12 years. But God has always seen fit to provide for our ministry needs through the listener. And so if maybe there's a tugging on your heart, or you could get excited about this, we're trying to raise $19,900. Hey, we can talk about it, and I would love to receive your donation. We'll put it to good use. So I began with this Ephesians 3:20-21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more, well, we know who that is, the Lord Jesus Christ, more than we can ask or imagine, and isn't that how God is? He works way beyond what we can think or imagine or even dream or vision cast. Oh, gosh, if, Lord, you could do this, well, he always knows how to exceed that abundantly. And then according to his power, so it's his power that's at work. Yeah, our efforts and I think our abilities he utilizes, but it's all to his glory. It's his power that is at work within us. To him, and I love this part, to him be the glory in the church. That's his bride. His bride is the church. He loves working through the church. He loves working through pastors like you, Jason, and others to teach and equip us to go into the world and influence the world for him. But he loves his church, and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So I began with that, and I think I might have shared this a few weeks ago. I'm a little dull on some of the details. There's been so many things crossing my desk and path, but I just wanted to begin with it today because he is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine. And this is another case where I've seen him provide this new lease agreement with Marketplace Mall. We didn't really know what we were going to do after our five-year lease agreement with Lincoln Square ended. And so it's like, Lord, where might you station us to be strategic, to be influencers, to continue to expand your kingdom, and you know all the complexities and things going on. And he opened up Marketplace Mall, and I couldn't be happier. And so now it's just kind of raising some of these funds so we can just move forward and focus on the ministry. So if you'd like to help us, give us a call or write us today at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. So this, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more, you've seen it in your own ministry, Jason, where maybe it's not the massive increase of thousands of people attending the Community Evangelical Free Church, but you've seen it where he's grown people, matured them, developed them. I mean, isn't he all about doing immeasurably more than we can imagine or even entertain?
Well, here's the thing that I think that we probably get wrong is that we try and drag down God down to our level. And so everything that God does, even what, and I want to be careful how I say this, even what God might himself declare to be normal or mundane, as if anything that God does could be mundane, all of it would be immeasurably more than we could understand. Because the way that God works and the way that God is working out his power, and even just the average activities of God are beyond our understanding. I mean, his average activities are to put the stars in the skies. His average activities are to spin the planets and to create and to move weather and to hold back, Revelation says, the wicked winds of the east and the west. I mean, there is just the average activity of God, which is on a level that we can't understand. We can't even begin to understand. And that's one of the things that I think is happening in this letter to the Ephesians. I really love the letter to the Ephesians. Now, there's a lot of conjecture about how Paul wrote his letters. You know, we do have some places in the Bible where we know that Paul says, hey, I wrote this by my hand. I'm writing to you by my own hand. But in Romans 16:22, we get cited a scribe named Tertius. And it says, I, Tertius, write this letter to you. So this was the scribe that Paul was dictating to. Now, we know in other places there's a lot of scholarly opinion that Timothy acted as a scribe for Paul, helping him to write the letter to the Philippians and Colossians and maybe 1st and 2nd Thessalonians and maybe even Philemon. And we don't know. And so the letter to the Ephesians doesn't necessarily say, I, Paul, by my hand, write this letter to you. So we don't know how this letter was written down, but I always like to think that he used a scribe for this letter, and only because this letter keeps repeating this phrase in chapter 1 of 15 for this reason, chapter 3, verse 1 for this reason, and these are places where a lot of scholars believe that Paul was probably stopping. You know, it was Paul's customary intent to end his letters with some sort of prayer or doxology. And chapter 1, the part that we always, you know, quote about you were dead in your trespasses, you once, you know, walked the earth, the sons of disobedience, and by grace you have been saved through faith. It's not your doing, but the gift of God. This is a prayer that Paul is praying. It's a prayer of thanksgiving that he's praying for the Ephesians. And so in chapter 1, Paul talks to them about all the spiritual blessings they have in Christ. And then in verse 15, for this reason, Because I have heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love towards the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in all my prayers. And then he begins to pray. You know, I think the scribe is like at the end of that, he's getting ready to put the pen down, and Paul goes, oh, no, wait a second. And in verse 11 of chapter 2, therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh were called the uncircumcision. And, you know, the scribe's picking the pen back. Oh, wait, he's going back at it again. Yeah. So he's got the pen back up. And then we get to the end of chapter 2. Paul begins to talk about how you're being built up together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. And then he says, for this reason. And the scribe's probably like, okay, here we go. This is the end of this letter now. Now we're at the end of this letter. Paul begins to go on a tear about the mystery of Christ and the gospel and salvation and how this all works. And the scribe's like, okay, I guess that wasn't the end of the letter. We're still going. And then in chapter 3 and verse 14, it says, for this reason I bow on my knees before the Father. Here's another prayer. So the scribe is probably going, okay, here's the prayer. Unfortunately for the scribe, the book of Ephesians goes on for another three chapters after that. You know, and so I like to think that it's Paul just, he can't stop talking about how wonderful Christ is. And he in the midst of all of that, in the midst of the grand theology of what's happening with Christ and how that works out in the lives of people, he breaks that and he prays.
Mm.
And the prayers are doxological, meaning that they're worship. Prayer is worship. So often in the American and Western church, we turn prayers into ask me sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're asking God to give us something. We're asking God to fix something. We're asking God. And we've made that religious by putting the word petition with it. Well, I'm just petitioning the Lord on behalf of this thing. Prayers are meant to be doxological. You're coming into, if you can even begin to wrap your head around the one whom you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And this prayer that Paul gives here in chapter 3 that you're pointing us to today, if we can even begin to even wrap our head around the edges of this prayer, then we suddenly can't ask. See, Paul doesn't ask for anything in here, does he really? I don't think he really asks for anything. He just keeps saying, God, how awesome you are. God, how amazing you are. For this reason, he says, and by the way, I love this. In verse 13, he says, so I ask that you not lose heart over what I'm suffering for you, which is your glory. So he's writing to the Ephesians and he says, listen, I don't want you to lose heart. And here's how you don't lose heart. You pray properly. You pray in the right context. And he goes, for this reason, I bow on my knees before the Father from which every family in heaven and on earth is named. I keep cueing into all the places where it says heaven and earth now in the Bible, because that's from the Lord's Prayer, on earth as it is in heaven. He says, from every family in heaven and on earth is named. So he says, listen, the name of your family and your family and your family and your family and your family, and every single one of the Ephesian families, all the families of the earth, God knows your name and your name is rooted in his. And he says that according to the riches of his glory, that he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being. And so I love this. He says that according to the riches of his glory. So God's writing the check not out of your bankrupt account, but out of the riches of his account. You can't even measure it. It goes on into eternity. His bank account has more zeros than you can ever comprehend. And he's writing that check out of the riches of his glory that he may grant you. And so out of that, he's granting you something. He's giving you something. And what is he giving you? That you be strengthened with power through his Spirit. So there's no denying that it comes from him, through his Spirit in your inner being. I like that it says inner being, Mark. You know why? Because outwardly, I think we can be pretty braggadocious. We can be like, I got this all taken care of. I know that. I can do that. But how many times in the midst of that on the inside are we going, I don't know how this is going to go. I'm scared to death. I don't know what's going to happen. I can't get my head around this. I'm ill-equipped. I'm not the man for this job. I mean, outwardly, we exude all kinds of things. If you could hook a speaker up to the inside, the inner voice in our life, we would hear a whole different monologue. And here, God says, listen, out of my bank account of glory, I'm going to grant you power through my Spirit, so you can't say it comes from anywhere else, in your inner being. Which means I'm going to help you to silence that voice by my power. And it's going to be rooted in who I am. And you're going to be strengthened through that power. And so suddenly you're going to hear a new voice inside of you going, you can do that. You can actually do that. Not on your own, but you can do that in him. And why? so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. All of this is rooted in a knowledge and an understanding of who Jesus Christ is. It's not an ask me session. It's not a give me this, give me that, deliver me from this, deliver me from that. It's that you would know Christ closer and you would glorify him in even greater ways. I love Charles Spurgeon's quote that I was reminded of. Somebody quoted it back to me the other day, that he learned to kiss the waves that throw him against the rock of ages. You know, Charles Spurgeon is saying, all the stuff that happens in my life, I learned to love it. Why? Not because it's wonderful, not because it's beautiful, not because I love being, because it threw me into Christ's arms. Because it made me know him more and more and more and more. And he says that you being rooted and grounded in love, when he says rooted and grounded in love, that's John 3:16, that you would be rooted and grounded in the understanding that God so loved the world, meaning you also, that he sent his only son. And then out of that, that you may have the strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. Now you say, wait a second, how can I know this if you just told me that it surpasses knowledge? I think that God just wants you to know that there's nothing higher, nothing longer, nothing wider than his love. You don't know the exact dimensions. If somebody comes up to you and says, well, how deep is the love of God? You say, I don't know, but let me tell you a story about where I experienced it. And all of a sudden, it's as if in that, when you tell that story, it's as if you're grabbing the foot of that person and you're dragging them into the depths. And they don't know how deep that is, but they know that it's deep. And then it goes on to say, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. The fullest expression of what you can be filled with is not happiness, it's not joy, it's not success, it's not all that. The fullest, most fulfilling thing that you can be filled with is Christ, the knowledge of him. And be filled with the understanding that what you know, at least what you can get your hands around a little bit, surpasses knowledge.
Yeah.
That you don't know, that you can have the actual humility to say, this thing, it is so stinking good, but it's a mystery. I mean, I really don't understand. I don't understand why he saved a wretch like me, but man, he did. And then he goes on to say, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power that is work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. The job of the church is to bring glory to God through the person of Jesus Christ, to lift up his name, to say to the world, your ideologies are fleeting, your answers are fleeting, because I know someone who can do abundantly more than we can ask or imagine, abundantly more than we understand. Yeah, you know what? I guess you think that that's how that thing's going to be fixed, but let me tell you what, I know the one who actually knows. Every answer that we have comes with a maybe, hopefully, let's see. God's answers come with periods and exclamation points.
And I love the fact or the truth, and you're kind of fleshing it out again for me. And I love this about the ministry of WLUJ. They began with their emphasis, lifting up Jesus, WLUJ, lifting up Jesus. And it's a constant, ongoing reminder. That's what we're about as a radio ministry. And that's what we're called as followers of Jesus, to lift high the name of Jesus, to point to him and to bring him glory and to share this good news message with all around us. That Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the Redeemer of the world. He's our personal Savior, and he's the only means, mechanisms, way to know God the Father and have eternal life because of the finished work he did on our behalf, not because of anything we could have earned or done or are doing. It's all about Jesus. So may we continue to lift him up, and may you, Pastor Jason, and all the pastors this Sunday proclaim that good news message, lifting high the name of Jesus, and faithfully declaring and delivering his word to all of us. And thank you for your role. And thank you, listener, for being a part of our radio listening family. It's because of your support and your involvement in this radio ministry that we can raise high the name of Jesus. May we do that faithfully in the many months, years, and decades ahead. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day, night, and weekend.